It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 5th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $43,287. ETH is down slightly at $2,323, and Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $302. Well, Han Chang Jun, the former CFO of Terraform Labs, has been extradited to South Korea by Montenegrin authorities. He was arrested in March of 2023, along with Terra co-founder Do Kwon, for attempting to travel with falsified documents. Han is now in South Korea custody to face criminal proceedings for various offenses related to fraud in financial investments and the capital market. Kwon's extradition decision is still pending as he appeals a local court's approval of his extradition to either the U.S. or South Korea. Well, former president and Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has expressed concerns about artificial intelligence, calling it dangerous and scary, pointing to deepfakes specifically. Trump emphasized the need for swift action to address the issue, stating that AI might be one of the most dangerous things with no easy solution. In the same interview, Trump criticized central bank digital currencies, labeling them as very dangerous. He also mentioned that he wouldn't replace Jay Powell as the chair of the Federal Reserve, accusing Powell of having political motives and lowering interest rates, possibly to influence elections. Well, bankrupt crypto exchange FTX is looking to sell a substantial stake in AI startup Anthropic. The stake was previously acquired when FTX's former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried invested $500 million in Anthropic in October of 2021. FTX has filed a motion seeking court approval for the sale with a potential value exceeding $1 billion based on Anthropic's valuation of up to $18 billion in December of last year. The move is part of FTX's efforts to address customer and creditor claims following its dramatic collapse. Well, Ryder Rips and Jeremy Cain, who filed a lawsuit against NFT company Yuga Labs, have been ordered by a U.S. district judge to pay nearly $9 million in damages, including disgorgement of profits, penalties, attorney's fees, and other costs. This judgment concludes a long-running trademark infringement suit. As part of the judgment, they must also transfer NFTs and infringing intellectual property to Yuga Labs within 2 weeks. And finally, El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele, known for his support of Bitcoin, has secured re-election for another five-year term. Bukele has been in office since 2019. He made headlines by making Bitcoin legal tender in El Salvador in 2021. His pro-Bitcoin stance received both praise from enthusiasts and criticism from international organizations like the International Monetary Fund. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.